Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Corn and bean futures are both higher today, with corn trading 2 to 2.5 cents higher. December corn front month up 2.5 at 367.5, about 3 cents off the low. March corn, which is now the most heavily traded month, up 2 at 374.25. If you look briefly at the chart, still the really long-term big picture is to the downside, but we have broken out. This is the highest level we have traded since about the 10th of November. Then going above that, you can go to the moving average, which is another 12 cent higher than the current price. Soybeans, strongest one today, up 9.75 cents in March at 8.93. The high today was 8.94 for the March beans. And so a really, really strong close there near the high. If you go back there, it looks like most people have a target somewhere around $9, which is about 7 cents above the current price. Now, the moving average is actually 8.83, so we're back above the moving average. That will probably attract some additional hedge fund or long-only fund buying here in the next couple of days. And then wheat futures were negative, down 3 to 3.5 cents. July 2016, Kansas City, 491.75, down 3.5. That was roughly 1 cent off of the low. We're getting back to the lowest levels that those contracts have been.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
The EPA raised their 2015 and 2016 renewable volume obligations. They increased it by 450 million gallons. It's a little bit higher than expected, but the impact on corn is pretty low, expecting an increase of 150 million bushels more for 2016. But overall, it was still an increase on corn demand. Yesterday, the winter wheat conditions on the crop progress and condition report increased by 2% in the good to excellent category. So the weather looks like it's, and the moisture is looks like it's going to have or help the winter wheat crop. And then at the end of this week, on Friday, we've got the Stats Canada 2015 crop numbers. Now, the average guess for wheat is 26.7 million metric tons. And sometimes that report will have a kind of a big impact, as that's kind of the latest numbers out of Canada, and Canada has a significant wheat crop. Outside markets, the U.S. dollar index down 35 points today at 99.85, back under 100. Stock markets are higher. The Dow Jones up over just over 100. The S&P is up about 15 points. So overall, outside markets are relatively supportive to the ag commodities.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle up 205 at 132.10. February up 227 at 134.62. January feeder cattle up 165 at 164.40. March up 180 at 162.22. December lean hogs up 152 at 59.95, and February up 297 at 59.77. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 5.5 at 451.5, March down 3.75 at 469. December Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 456.5. December corn 2 higher at 367, March up 1.5 at 373.75. January soybeans 8.25 higher at 889 9.25. March up 8.25 at 891.5. December cotton up 90 at 62.20. March up 90 at 63.54. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.